Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hello, dear listener, and welcome back to this in-between seasons episode of Owning It, the Anxiety Podcast with me, Caroline Foran. I am the author of three books you may have heard of, Owning It, The Confidence Kit, and my latest book was Naked. And that was all about the power of vulnerability. So I'm gearing up now to share season 7 with you. I've got lots of episodes lined up. It's packed with lots of world-renowned experts who help shed light on different topics and different things that we experience with anxiety. Familiar voices, of course, who just share their experience of anxiety with me and their story, their background and how they cope. And then a few solo episodes where I tackle one specific topic. I try to ensure that as many episodes as possible are always kind of evergreen, meaning that they will still be relevant to someone who finds them in a few years' time, as relevant as they are today or the day that I publish them. For now, though, I'm going to break that pattern and offer up a short solo episode on coping with anxiety around the holidays, or as we say here in Ireland and the UK, Christmas. The song, we all know, says it's the most wonderful time of the year, but for a lot of us, it's really not. Some people are enduring loss, heartache, maybe you've had a breakup, trauma, financial stress, isolation, loneliness, the list goes on. And I think Christmas has this ability to just magnify whatever you're experiencing. So if it's good, Christmas is amazing. If it's bad, it's 10 times worse. Then there's some of us who are, you know, doing completely fine day to day, but we just generally find the whole idea of Christmas to be quite a lot. The pressure, the expectation, the trying to see as many people as we can before December 25th, as if the measure of your relationship will depend somehow on this exact timeline. It can bring up a lot of anxiety for people, even those of us who are, you know, mostly managing our anxiety pretty well day to day, and we don't feel that we have any glaringly obvious reasons to find Christmas a bit shit. So wherever you find yourself on this spectrum, and I'm assuming you're not listening to this if you can't get enough of Christmas, it's okay to feel the way that you feel. So many of us do. We just don't say it. And I'm going to say it here on your behalf. One good thing about Christmas this year, and this may sound a bit bizarre, is that we are still largely in the depths of COVID. Yay! While COVID has obviously brought so many other reasons to feel anxious to the fore, and it's been not fun for anyone, and a lot of bad things have happened with it, social anxiety and the social pressure is not necessarily one of them. We have learned, I think, a worldwide acceptance that some of us feel more comfortable than others with the threat of COVID around. And we can say, you know what, I just don't feel too comfortable going into a really busy pub so close to Christmas, just in case I were to catch the virus and then I can't see my parents. So I'm going to sit this one out this year. And nobody is likely to bat an eyelid. Nobody should bat an eyelid. We all get it. Everyone's comfort level is different. Everyone feels different. We don't have the same fear, I think, thanks to COVID, around being judged or asserting a boundary for ourselves. Well, maybe we still feel it a little bit, but please consider this episode to be your permission to relax about that. We are not in normal circumstances. We are still in the thick of it. We are still living our lives in the context of a global pandemic, and we've had to become far more tolerant of people's personal preferences. And we always should have been tolerant of it, but COVID has kind of turbocharged that. Or at least I hope we're becoming more tolerant, and not just tolerant, but empathetic and understanding and compassionate. So my ask for you with this episode this Christmas is that you take advantage of this unlikely positive aspect of COVID and use it as a chance to flex your boundary setting muscles. Make it work in your favor. And like I say, there's a little bit of extra safety there with COVID, so we don't have to feel quite as worried about opting out of something or saying no to the same extent that we usually would. We can get a little bit more comfortable asserting ourselves, and by the time we emerge from COVID, if that ever happens, we'll have a good bit of practice under our belts, and the idea of suiting ourselves a little bit more often won't make us as anxious as it once did. So Christmas, I approach it now the same way every year as I approached my wedding, and this is after years of anxiety. This does not have to be the best day ever. It does not have to be the most wonderful time of the year. Your idea of the best day ever, certainly my idea, probably doesn't look like this. So why pressure yourself to feel something that just isn't you? I'm talking about, you know, like a really hectic family party with loads of people in the house. You don't have to not feel anxious in order to get through it. You can bring it with you. You can step outside for a breather. You can give yourself permission to feel panicky, acknowledging that these kinds of environments, and maybe that's being crammed into a house with your in-laws for longer than is considered a good idea, or maybe it's a Christmas wedding itself, are intense and sometimes uncomfortable for most people. So to start, I want you to look at your calendar as soon as you stop listening to this and think about what you would like to do. Completely ignore what you think anyone else wants you to do for a moment and just think, what would I like to do? In what ways can my needs be met? Maybe it's a day in town, window shopping, having some mulled wine with someone that you love. Maybe it's lying completely horizontal for an entire day and watching as many shitty Hallmark Christmas movies, you know, the made for TV ones, that you can possibly fit in to one day. Find time for what you want to do and then book that in. That's where we want to start, and that is non-negotiable. So instead of thinking of Christmas as one big endurance test or something you have to get through for everyone else's sake, start by reframing it as something that could be nice for you if you listen to your own needs. Also, if seeing everyone have the perfect Christmas on Instagram with matching family bloody pajamas, if it's going to make you compare and feel shit, then give yourself permission to go on a social media break over Christmas. You won't have missed anything. Nothing will have happened. The sky will still be standing. I promise. You have the power to curate the content that you consume. So one example, actually recently I started following, was this Daily Art Instagram page. And it's just these really soothing videos of hands drawing or making art, or painting or colouring something in. Nothing that I could possibly compare myself to, just something that actually brightens my day and I'm quite happy to see on my feed. So question what's on your feed and question, is any of that contributing to anxiety at this time of the year? And then curate it. You are the editor of the content you consume. Then think about what you have been invited to, so event-wise, and what you've been asked to go to. First of all, just know that when all put together, it can always seem like one overwhelming mass of events. In reality, they're just going to be a few separate opportunities to socialize with people you actually want to socialize with. That's all they should ever be. So take it one day at a time and don't think of it as this one mass of events. Then ask yourself, is there anything that you really don't want to go to, or anything that you can opt out of? Why don't you want to go? What about it makes you say, do you know what, that's just not for me? Find the answer and treat that with compassion. Don't be hard on yourself for wanting to opt out of something. Give yourself permission to opt out of something that isn't particularly high stakes. So perhaps this could be something that doesn't involve family. So this will give you more confidence when it comes to future boundary setting. Again, use COVID as an excuse if you need to, or try to say no in a way that is still kind. Such as, that sounds great, but to be honest, I've been feeling a little bit overwhelmed coming up to Christmas, and I think what I really need is some downtime with a good book, so I might sit this one out to give myself a chance to recalibrate. But how about we pencil something in for early in the new year? I find that it always helps if you attach an alternative offer at the end of a no. Also, everyone feels this unnecessary pressure to cram all of their socializing in before Christmas. So if you suggest catching up in January, I guarantee you will be most likely met with a sigh of relief. everyone could do with a little less hectic Christmas social calendar. And I think everyone craves a little bit more chill time. Then when it comes to the things that you kind of have to do, so stuff with family, know that your anxious anticipation of them is probably far worse than how it will be in reality. Everybody knows it's just an arbitrary day and everyone feels forced to conjure up joy to some extent. If you take the pressure off yourself, some actual natural moments of joy might just emerge. If it's a family thing, tell someone in your family that you trust that yes, you're feeling a little bit anxious at this time of year. Say it out loud, label it. It will massively help to diffuse the feeling you have of trying to come across in a certain way when how you actually feel is the opposite.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I remember the year I made myself a promise to always do this going forward, and it was 2014, and it was the year that I had been first really hit with anxiety and fell apart and had a full-blown breakdown. And it happened to me in the spring of 2014, but by Christmas I still wasn't okay and I felt under massive pressure to be okay. I was nowhere near accepting my anxiety. I was nowhere near even understanding it. And I remember feeling so much pressure that if I wasn't okay, I was going to ruin it for my family. I remember I actually went and hid in my attic on Christmas Day. I just escaped upstairs and I hid for as long as I could get away with. And I cried my eyes out about the fact that I didn't feel good on Christmas Day, that I felt panicky and anxious when I'm supposed to be happy, which is what we're led to believe, that we should be happy. For a while, I think my family didn't even know where I'd gone. Eventually, I came down, and after a good Christmas dinner and the expelling of 1,000 tears, I just passed out. What I failed to understand at the time was that the thought of ruining their Christmas was merely my perception, and it wasn't the truth. In fact, we're probably all struggling to match our Christmas reality with our Christmas expectation, regardless of whether we struggle with anxiety or not. Needless to say, I hated that Christmas in particular, and it made me dread each one that followed. But as the years went on, with a lot of awareness and growth in terms of managing my anxiety in general, I started to take this different approach. December would come around, and as expected, I would feel the anxiety monster start to rise. Rather than panic about its presence, which we know just feeds it more, and I said, okay, there you are. I understand why you're here, and I'm not going to try and get rid of you. I'm going to normalize you in the same way I have been doing all year long. It's perfectly normal that you're here. Of course, your anxiety doesn't like that. It wants to frighten you. And I said to my family, look, the truth is Christmas makes me a little bit anxious, and I just want it to be okay for me to be however I am and feel however I feel whenever I feel it. To my surprise, they didn't say, oh my God, this won't do, this is not good enough. They said, of course, that's totally fine. We love you anyway. And they reminded me that it was only really going to be the four of us sitting around watching TV. Nobody was even coming over, and nobody was expecting me to do anything that I didn't want to do or go cartwheeling over a mountain, that this day was as much about me as it was about the four of us. I was lucky to be in that environment where my family were very understanding. There wasn't a lot of pressure on us, but really what made the pressure go away was the fact that I vocalized it. So if you're struggling with anxiety, particularly around Christmas, just fucking put it out there to yourself and those important to you or those with whom you'll be spending Christmas. Tell them that you're a bit anxious about the fact that you might feel anxious, and then two things will happen. They will likely empathize, agreeing that Christmas is a lot, and you'll likely not feel the anxiety you expected you were going to feel. This has made the world of difference for me. So allow yourself, as always, the permission to be as you are, how you are, when you are, even if it's Christmas, and especially because it's Christmas. Let that be your gift to yourself. I know it's obviously harder if you've got massive families and the whole world is coming to your house on Christmas Day. I've always been lucky that we keep things pretty low key. But regardless of whether, you know, the Queen herself or not was coming to visit, it's still important to accept the presence of anxiety with yourself and just bring it along for the ride. It's the exact same way I approached my wedding, as I said. When I accepted that anxiety might be a feature, it dissipated it and I actually wound up enjoying myself. When it comes to events that you can't avoid or those more intense social things, I find it really helpful. Instead of trying to pretend like, you know, you're not anxious or hope that you won't feel anxious, actually go into these unavoidable events with a bit of a battle plan or a bit of an escape plan. If you feel overwhelmed, and it's fine and normal if you do, what can you do to help yourself in that moment? Is there somewhere you can go? Is there someone you can call and text and say, oh, I'm feeling it again today? Can you step outside for a breath of air? Can you go out for a 5-minute walk? Putting in place these kinds of outlets will help make things feel less intense. Feeling pressure to drink when you don't want to? Say, thanks, but no thanks, I'm actually going to have an alcohol-free day today. Don't say any more. If you're feeling pressure to have 7 courses when you really don't feel like it, compliment the chef and say you're too full, but you might get stuck into some of that later, which you don't have to. It's trying to find the balance between asserting yourself, saying no to the things you don't want to do, setting boundaries, and doing so without being an asshole about it, because the fear of upsetting someone, the fear of insulting someone is where a lot of the anxiety comes from. But there is a way to broach these boundary setting experiences. It's also important just to understand on a larger, wider context where all of this pressure is coming from, and then accept that too. It is all advertising and it's all around us. It's unavoidable, but we can take it with a pinch of salt. We can know that Christmas is absolutely a time where businesses make most of their money. So they want to equate our experience of joy and connection with a need to buy their stuff. That's it. Another source of anxiety for me has been always getting sick at Christmas. So if, like me, you're anxious about this, make a conscious effort to start relaxing from now. Even if it's just 5 minutes here and there with a meditation app, so that your body isn't in complete go, go, go mode right up until you break for Christmas week. If you can pencil in a duvet day to do nothing other than charge your batteries, even better. And if you can, stock up on extra vitamins as advised by your doctor or your pharmacist. Try to understand that worrying about getting sick is a waste of your time. If you're going to get sick, you're going to get sick, and you might as well enjoy the time now while you're not sick. If you do get sick, you'll be far better able to cope than you think. If you're struggling to accept the presence of anxiety and you're berating yourself for it, consider the vulnerability factors at play. For one, the weather is going against you. It's dark for so much of the day, unless you're listening to this from Australia, and that is known to impact our emotional state. We're tired because we probably haven't stopped in ages. We're even more tired because we've been living in the context of a global pandemic. Our resilience and our immunity is perhaps lowered. There's added pressure because of everything we've already discussed. Of course, there doesn't have to be a major reason for your feelings of anxiety at Christmas, so you don't have to justify it, and don't beat yourself up about it if that is how you're feeling. I gave up on doing that a long time ago, and when you get to this point, it's actually a pretty nice time of year. Whether it's Christmas or any other day, you have every right to feel how you feel, and you have the power to make things easier on yourself, and you can take back Christmas. So hopefully it becomes something that you don't dread, that you don't feel particularly anxious about, and that you feel quite nice about. I hope this episode has helped give you some clarity and some perspective around how to approach Christmas, which I know can be tough for a lot of people. But I, for one, am looking forward now to watching lots of movies, curling up, not getting out of my PJs, and seeing some people that I really want to see and putting the rest on hold. Thank you so much for listening, as always, and I'll be back soon with season 7.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. and they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
The easiest way to access Owning It Real Time is to head to the link in the episode description or episode details, whatever you call them, show notes. You will find the link in there at the top. You can sign up right away for Owning It Real Time and access the full library of 10 situation-specific audio guides that will help you own your anxiety even more than you've ever done before.